Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I pray that you are well, blessed, and in perfect health and spirits this morning. I pray that your light is shining brightly, ever so brightly. This morning, I'm going to be reading from Galatians chapter 5, verses 22 through 26. But what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, much the same way that fruit appears in an orchard. Things like affection for others, exuberance about life, serenity. We develop a willingness to stick with things, a sense of compassion in the heart, and a conviction that a basic holiness permeates things and people. We find ourselves involved in loyal commitments, not needing to force our way in life, able to marshal and direct our energies wisely. But what happens when we live God's way? He brings gifts into our lives, the time. He's such an amazing God. Isn't that a powerful statement? What happens when we live God's way? How he blesses us, like beyond compare. In the last verse of that scripture, it says, that means, it says, Spirit, let us make sure that we do not hold it as an idea in our heads or a sentiment in our hearts, but work out its implications in every detail of our lives. That means we will not compare ourselves with each other as if one of us were better and another worse. We have far more interesting things to do with our lives. Each of us is an original. What happens when we live our lives to God? What happens when we see ourselves being an original and not a copy of someone else? When we know that we were created in an amazing way to give purpose and glory to God. When we were created to just be in our own uniqueness, such a great, bright, shining star that we are. When we don't compare ourselves to others, but we love others, we show compassion, we dedicate ourselves to something, we put ourselves out there for greater. We want to do more. We're not just existing. What happens when we do that? God blesses us like apples in an orchard. Form, not just a tree, the form. He blesses us. He blesses us with peace. He blesses us with favor upon our lives. He blesses us when we look different from others and we're not just simply existing here on earth. Today, will you make a vow to, if you're not already walking in your uniqueness, to do so? And if you are, encouraging others to do the same. It is your mandate to be a light. It is your mandate to share your light. So today, I ask you to take a self-examination of yourself, to look at yourself through the lens of Christ, and do all that he's calling you to do. Be great. Be unique. Be you. Be you. Everyone else is taken. Father God, we thank you this morning for breathing air into our lungs, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for our lives. We thank you, Lord God, for speaking to us, Lord God, that we today are no longer living for others or through others. We are living for who you called us to be, Lord God. We are walking the territories that you created for us, Lord God. We are free, Lord God. We are experiencing life for what it is and not just living our surviving to live, but just purposely being here, Lord God, not just existing, but purposely doing, Lord God, not just going by, but purposely living, Lord God. Continue, Lord, to shine upon us. Shine your light of glory upon us. Be with us, Lord God. Love on us, Lord God. Show us who we are in you continually, Lord God, so that we may be all that you've called us to be, Lord God, and not just mediocre children, Lord God, but your children that you are calling to greatness. Lord God, have your way in our lives like never before, Lord God. We love you so much, Lord God, and we want to honor you with our lives. We want to honor you with our purpose. We want to honor you, Lord God, in all that we do. Set apart, Lord God, not looking like others, but looking like the children of God that you called us to be. It is in Jesus' name we come to you, thanking you for what you've done, for what you're getting ready to do, and what you're doing in our lives, Lord God. Lord, we thank you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have an amazing day, love. God bless you. Be blessed. Be great. Be loved. Be all that God has called you to be. But be you. Be original. Everybody else is taken. I love you.